This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Tess.
We have Michael Barnett in the studio, who's going to talk to us about something that occurred just very recently in the Jewish community. The Jewish community apologised for not allowing the gay and lesbian Jewish organisation to participate in their business. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Tess.
So explain to us, have I said that correctly?
Mostly.
Mostly.
That was pretty good. Actually, what happened, this was back in 1999, and at the time, the organisation that I'm representing, Isle of Melbourne, was just for gay and bisexual men. So it wasn't
a lesbian or inclusive.
Not back then, no. We're LGBTIQ plus everything now.
Oh, so it's inclusive now.
Yes, as of 2007, we went all the way. But back then, nope, just gay and bisexual men.
So 20 years on, Michael, a late apology is better than no apology.
So what do they apologise about, though? Yeah. What's all that about?
Look, when we applied for membership of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, and it was quite an intense period of time and sort of a lot of lobbying and things went on, we applied to become a member, and that had to go to a vote. And at this meeting in May 1999, a lot of people got up and spoke for our membership, and a lot of the affiliates of the council spoke against. A number of them spoke against, and some of the people that spoke against said some pretty unpleasant and, you know, what I would call homophobic remarks about gay people and what we do and, you know, our agenda, and that was very hurtful, and it was not a very pleasant experience to stand in that room and listen to at least one, maybe two rabbis getting up, other members of the community, and saying what I thought were very damaging and hurtful comments.
Why did you want to be part of this organisation? Where's your benefit in that?
As an organisation that was representing a marginalised section of the community, we felt that we wanted to have a representation in the council, to have a place at the table, to have a voice, and be included and not continually excluded, to hopefully make people who are feeling uncomfortable about their position in the Jewish community a little bit less uncomfortable, and hopefully feel welcome and included, and we could provide some advocacy and an ongoing visible support for gay and bisexual men at the time.
So what does inclusion now mean? How, as a participant in the council,
now?
What does that mean now?
Well, we aren't actually members of the council. We didn't get membership back then.
There's been an apology.
Oh, yes.
You've been allowed back in. What does that mean?
Oh, well, we aren't formally a member of the organisation, but the apology, the apology goes, and if I can just quote from the wording that was provided in the apology, it says, this is from the Jewish Community Council, they said, we now recommit ourselves to welcoming and embracing LGBTIQ plus Jews in all our work, and part of our broader commitment to social inclusion for all members of the Jewish community of Victoria. And they go on to say, through our genuine commitment to equality and diversity, we seek to ensure that the mistakes of the past will not be repeated. And those are very important and healing words. And I think it was actually quite an historic occasion. Mm. I think it's the first time that a Jewish community has apologised to LGBTIQ people.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Yes.
Globally.
I mean, it's a very significant achievement. And if I can just ask Michael on a personal level, how does that feel?
Look, it was important to me to hear those words, Macca. It was 20 years of this hurt, and to hear that with my husband Gregory at my side on the night, and my parents around me, because they were there 20 years ago too, and other members of Aleph, to hear those words was And they were sincere. I know they were sincere and they were genuine. And what happened on the night was actually quite telling, because someone from an organisation that was unsupportive of the apology got up and wanted to change the word hateful to harmful, to diminish the value of the apology. And the executive of the Jewish Community Council said, no, it was hateful language that was spoken 20 years ago. And it was harmful, but it was also hateful. And we're not going to change the word hateful.
You know, it always surprises me in all communities, when, and particularly communities that have suffered discrimination, and probably, you know, the Jewish community, I don't need to go into history there. The ability of those communities sometimes to discriminate against people within their community that are a different view always surprises me.
Yeah.
I can never get my head around it. That makes your achievement of this apology very significant, and that, you know, that the board have said, no, we're not going to change that word from hateful to harmful. It was hateful, and let's take it out.
And that was more important to me, that they stood up against this additional degree of hate and supported their words. And that, to me, proved the sincerity and the genuine nature of what they were doing and trying to do, and to go forward and to be that inclusive organisation they want to be. And
Michael, when we heard about this, we actually reached out to the Jewish Council and asked if Jennifer Huppert, who's your chair, I believe, the president?
Oh, she's not my...
The president of the Jewish Council of Victoria.
Yes, she is, yes.
To come onto the show, but unfortunately she doesn't work on Saturdays.
Right. Oh, well, such is the case. And look, to...
It was disappointing.
Yes, to the credit of them, they've been very, very proactive in getting this apology happening. Eventually.
I think it's great news. I think well done. Good work on your advocacy.
So you got this across the line.
It took some work.
What's next?
What's the next challenge? I mean, I'm looking at the Australian Jewish News here, and I actually do pick up a copy from time to time. I quite enjoy reading it.
So what's next, Michael?
Beebe to be indicted. But you've got the front page, but
that was the March edition, and we got page 6 of the couple of weeks ago when the apology actually went through. Look, what's next for me? What's really important is removing the discrimination in religious schools against students, teachers, and other staff members. And I've been working hard to try and raise awareness around those within the Jewish schools. And to the credit of schools like Bialik College, King David School, Yavna College, Mount Scopus, etc. The schools are saying they don't want discrimination. They don't want the ability to discriminate. And I think they're genuine. And I know many of the principals are actually very genuine in that not wanting to discriminate. And to me, that's incredibly heartwarming to know that their students are being provided a safe space, and teachers too. And I would be surprised if we see discrimination in those schools. I wouldn't say all schools in the Jewish community are quite there yet, but many of those big prominent schools are actually very supportive and very inclusive, and becoming increasingly more so. So I think that is next.
Michael, thank you very much for your time this morning.
And I always say, it doesn't matter whether it's New or Old Testament, LGBTI folk are God's work.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Michael, congratulations on this. It's a significant achievement.
Yes, well done.
Keep up the great work. Keep up the great fight.
Yeah.
That was Michael Barnett from Aleph, which is a LGBTI Jewish organisation here in Melbourne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.